I'd like to speak to you for a few minutes on the subject of New Covenant theology. New Covenant theology made simple, not simplistic. There's a great deal of misunderstanding about New Covenant theology. Misunderstanding, perhaps even fear. There's a lot of bad press about it. Let me just, in a few minutes, give you an indication, simply, of what New Covenant theology is about. What I propose to do is this. I'm going to take a passage of Scripture and let that speak for itself. And the passage I'm going to speak on in this short clip is Romans chapter 7 and verses 1 to 6. If you have a Bible there, you can open it and follow through with me. Paul is using an illustration, the illustration of marriage. He says, you know the law. Now, what law he's talking about, we don't know. It could be the Roman law. He's writing to the Romans. It could be the Jewish law. It could be any law. But the law of marriage, he says. And what is the law of marriage? When a man and woman are married, there is no possibility of remarriage unless the husband or the wife dies. Now, this is not an extensive passage on the subject of marriage, of course. Paul is just using an illustration, using marriage as an illustration. And we must, as with all illustrations, take the main point and let that speak to us. We mustn't push the illustration too far. In fact, this illustration, if it's pushed too far, becomes ridiculous because you will see in a moment or two the wrong partner has died. But that would be silly to push the illustration to that extent. A man and woman are married. The law is that remarriage is only possible if one of the partners dies. If remarriage takes place while the other one is alive, then it's adultery. That's the illustration. Why did Paul bring up this illustration? Verse 4. My brothers, you have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. The key words are these, in order that we may bear fruit for God. What's he talking about? He's writing to believers, and he's talking about progressive sanctification, godliness, spirituality, Christ-likeness in daily life, in order that we may bear fruit for God. Sanctification, progressive sanctification. And he says, the only way that you can bear fruit for God, the only way that you can be progressively sanctified is to be married to Jesus Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead. Jesus Christ, of course. Belong to, in this context, is clearly to be married to. So a man or a woman, to live a sanctified life, has to be married to Jesus Christ. But we're all married when we're born into the world. In this context, we're all married to sin, death, law. We're all in Adam. Romans 5, 6, and 7 will teach you that. We're all born dead in sins. Ephesians chapter 2, the first three verses. We're all united to the law. But we have to be married to Jesus Christ. The only way that we can be married to Jesus Christ is to end the first marriage. Now, in the picture, in the illustration, the law would have to die, but the law doesn't die. We have to die. And what is that? Well, read Romans 5 and 6 and you will see. We have to be born again, regenerated, come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, trust him, trust his work on the cross, his precious blood shed for sinners, be justified by faith, be positionally sanctified in him, be united to him, in short, to be married to him. We have to be converted, joined to Jesus Christ, to be justified, yes, to be positionally sanctified, yes, but in my passage here, to be progressively sanctified. We have to die to the law. Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, by his sufferings, by his death, by his resurrection, by his spirit. You have died to the law through his body, the body of Christ, so that, in order that you may belong to him, you may belong to another. You may be married to Jesus Christ. And being married to Jesus Christ, you may then bear fruit for God. Indeed, you must be married to Jesus Christ in order that we may bear fruit for God. But you can only be married to Jesus Christ if you have no relationship by marriage to the law. If you stick with the marriage relationship to the law, which we were born with, and be married to Jesus Christ, which is an impossibility, you will be committing spiritual adultery. You must be married to Jesus Christ in order to be progressively sanctified, as well as justified and positionally sanctified. So you have to die to the law. Your relationship to the law has to end. That is what Paul says here in Romans 7, verses 1 to 6. Let me read from verse 5. For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit for death. But now, we are released from the law, released from it, you see, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit, and not in the old way of the written code. We have the Spirit of God within us, married to Jesus Christ. We're not living in the flesh anymore. We're not living in the old way, the stony way of the law. We're living in the way of the new covenant of Christ by the Spirit. And that's the only way we can bear fruit for God, for Christ. That's new covenant theology. Is it made simple? I hope so. That's what Paul says here. It's apostolic theology. It's gospel theology. It's scriptural theology. It's the theology of Romans 7, 1 to 6. Unfortunately, most believers have a wrong view of all this. Some actually know where it comes from, their view. It comes from John Calvin. What is that? Believers are under the law. The law acts as a whip to beat them as lazy asses, those are his own words, to smite them into sanctification. It's in the confessions, and it's in the books. It comes from the pulpits. You must be under the law to be sanctified. Millions believe it. Millions have believed it down the ages since the time of Calvin. Millions more have an incipient way of believing it. They believe that they're sanctified by rule and regulation, and it still comes from Calvin. But as you can see, Paul says the exact opposite. To be under the law, to be whipped by the law, that's the way of sanctification? No. You have to die to the law and be married to Jesus Christ. That is the only way, he says, you can be sanctified. I'll read you a verse again. My brothers, You have died to the law through the body of Christ so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. That's New Covenant theology. I hope it's been made simple. I want to address you as a believer. If you're a believer, are you going to go on in the new way of the Spirit now and reject Calvin and all his followers on this point? Or are you going to go back to the old way of the written code? If you do, you're going contrary to the apostle, contrary to Scripture, and you're going in a way that is fruitless. It's the way of death. The only way to bear fruit for God is to be married to Jesus Christ, and therefore to be dead to the law. That is New Covenant theology made simple. It's apostolic. It's scriptural. It's gospel.